With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the war in Ukraine marks its third anniversary today, at least they're talking about talking peace. Today, President Zelensky hosting European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister in Kiev.
President Zelensky has spoken. He's talked about Vladimir Putin not wanting to exchange something for peace. He's looking at summits like these for Ukraine and the countries around it to come up with its own proposal to counter what Russia is seeking to do. He's proposed a complete prisoner of war exchange to kick things off in this peace process. It's been a rare area of cooperation between Ukraine and Russia, and he suggested that all POWs would be exchanged as a first stage.
The BBC's James Waterhouse in Kiev. French President Macron says he'll advise President Trump against being weak in his dealings with Russian President Putin. Macron says he'll deliver the message today when he visits the White House. You might think Mexico's government would be a Trump ally in the war on drug cartels. You might think wrong.
After the United States designated six Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations and plans to eradicate them, Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, made changes to that country's constitution that would essentially block any investigation or action by foreign law enforcement agencies without their permission. Sheinbaum's been harshly criticized by political opponents and news outlets in Mexico in the past for appearing to protect drug cartels from the U.S. government. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the FBI getting a new deputy director whose name is familiar to many. President Trump announcing the appointment of Dan Bongino as Director Cash Patel's right-hand man. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures are up 270 points. This is SRN News. Tragedy in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Authorities say 70 Christians were murdered this month at a church in North Kivu province after being kidnapped by a Muslim terrorist group. International Christian Concern President Jeff King tells the Christian Post, quote, "This is a religious genocide carried out by radical Islamic terrorists. Muslim terrorism has been spreading all across sub-Saharan Africa over the past 20 years to the point where terror cells are operating in nearly every country." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near-total ban on abortion is headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. This is SRN News. Breathing one huge sigh of relief following the latest aviation scare.
An American Airlines flight that left New York Saturday, bound for New Delhi, India, landed safely in Rome on Sunday after it was diverted due to a security concern, which later proved to be non-credible, according to the airline, which did not elaborate on that security concern. Two fighter jets were flying along with the plane before landing, and fire trucks were visible on the airstrip. I'm Julie Walker.
New York City police say three people have died in the sinking of a boat. Two others are hospitalized, one in critical condition. The Coast Guard says it's now searching for a missing person. Coast Guard deployed an emergency crew yesterday afternoon after the speedboat took on water 5 miles south of Breezy Point, a neighborhood at the tip of Queens' Rockaway Peninsula. More details at SRNNews.com.